Greg's his hip flared up on him, so we're just being smart with him today. No, I'm not. Have not there at practice today. Just had a spasm in his neck, shoulder. During one of the team periods, yeah. It happened when we went outside. He's getting better. So had a chance to watch him go through rehab today. He's definitely further ahead than he was last week. So we'll see how he feels in the morning. Pretty good chance from the practice on Friday. I think it's 50-50. I mean, if you're looking for a percentage, see how he does in the morning. When you're dealing with a player like Chad Clifton with his experience and obviously the experience that the medical staff has with him, I'm really going to trust them on the matter. You know, right now we're preparing T.J. Lang to play left tackle, and it's a medical decision. And you know, I want to know tomorrow because I want to make sure Chad gets the prep that he needs to play in this game. Well, it really comes down to, you know, where do you think the player is? You know, how does he fit into the plan? I mean, I don't think there's an exactness to that, but you always want players to practice before they play. And I think that's a general rule that I would think anybody believes in. But when you deal with players that have played 10 years, and you know, it's really based on, do you think he's prepared to play? And if I think he's prepared to play, he'll play. If I don't, then he won't play. It's probably a better question for Mark. He's, you know, I know they feel confident in the plan that they have him on, the ability for him to go into the team periods and reps. I know Dr. McKenzie's just, he has a time clock in his head with players coming off of major surgery, and we'll probably stick to that. I mean, it's, you know, Mark plays a big part in that. He's been through this before with knee surgery and coming back. So just based off taking in all the information and taking it day by day. So he's had 2 days where he's participated in the team drills, and curious to see how, you know, the conversation goes tomorrow when he sees Dr. McKenzie. For Sunday, I don't know. I think that'd be a stretch. He practiced in team periods yesterday and today. I'm not going to get into that. I don't even know why we're talking about Minnesota. But we'll see. I mean, let's see how it gets through tomorrow's practice. Yeah. Attitude? I think James has been consistent. I felt James had a good training camp. Didn't have opportunities in some of the earlier games. You know, I think there's plenty of good reason why. I like the way he practices. He's participating some more on special teams. He needs to grow in that area. But this is actually an opportunity for him and Brent to get more opportunities. So the way we play on the perimeter, not all the opportunities are going to just go to, you know, Donald and Greg. But I'm very pleased with what James done so far. And you know, he had just two opportunities in the game against Detroit, and obviously the one was a big play, and the other one was a good first down. So I think his attitude has been very consistent.